when corn is purchased and there is some level of a mycotoxin detected, they have to be well aware of that because the limits that they test on the inbound grain will follow through into their co-product, the distiller's grains, on the back end of the production cycle. And what is left as protein, fiber type of food in the distiller's grains will actually have three times as much of the mold toxin in it as was tested at the buying end when the corn first came in.